In today's Mishnah, we're in the second and third Mishnah from the third Perek of Masechta Tamid. Amar lehem memuneh, the coin that was in charge of the lotteries, he would say to the coinim, he'd say, Tzu'u ru'u, go now and check, where did it go? They had to go to a place, that a very high location, the Beit HaMikdash, and go see im higiu zman hashchita. So they looked at the horizon and see if time has approached to perform this korban tamid. That is because they cannot offer the korban at night time, so they had to make sure to see if it was morning yet. And im higia, if the time had approached, haroe omer, the person who was at that vantage point, he would say barkai, that the light has broken, that it's shining at that point. So Matya ben Shmuel omer, he would add as follows: says they would say to him, ir pnei kol hamizrach, has the eastern front lit up? So in other words, it wasn't sufficient to have just a small amount of light on the horizon, because if you remember back in Masechta Yoma, we mentioned that in the past there were mistakes regarding light, and that was interpreted as being morning when it really wasn't. It was the moon or something else that was shining. So they'd say, has that whole eastern front shone? And it would continue. And he'd say, even if it'd say yes, it'd say ad shebechevron, is it reaching the light reaching all the way on the horizon to Chevron? V'hu omer, he would say hin yes. Now understand why they had to say the small amount of light wasn't sufficient, but what was the importance of mentioning Chevron? The Yerushalmi explains that is because that is where the Avot, the forefathers, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, are buried. And it's important at that time in the morning to mention the Avot and bring reference or mention of the Zchut Avot, meaning the merit of the forefathers that are buried in Chevron. So Amar Lehem, the Memuneh would now say to the Kohanim, Tze'u ve'viu tale melishchat tlaim. Now go bring a lamb from this chamber that had the tlaim. And if you recall, we discussed this in the past, that this chamber had no less than 6 tlaim lambs that were there. And that is because before a korban could be offered, it had to be inspected 3 days prior to being offered. And since the korban tamid is bought twice a day, there will be no less than 6 in this lishcha. Very lishchat tlaim, and this, where was this chamber? With respect to this, the Azara itself, that's b'miktzor, which literally means the corner, tzvonit ma'aravit. So, from the perspective of someone standing inside the Azara, it's contained in a building that was towards the northwest. Now, what building is that? That is none other than Beit HaMoked, of which we have, the story of the Masechta Tamid began. And if you recall, that's a place where the Kohanim slept overnight. So it was quite a building. And that inside that building, in the corners, so they slept in the major hall, if you like, of it. But in the corners of that building, there were 4 different chambers. As the Mishnah explained, l'shachot hayusham. There were 4 chambers. Achad lishat tla'im. That lishchat tlaim was actually in the southwestern corner of the Beit HaMoked. So for your benefit, it was the southern side of the Beit HaMoked that was on the side of where the Azara was, if you like, the Kodesh side. And there was also v'chat lishchat chotamot. Lishchat chotamot was on the opposite corner, which is the northeastern corner. What are these? What's a chotamot mean? Seal. And that is because if someone needed to purchase in the Beit HaMikdash, he brought a korban and needed to purchase the various nesachim. Again, that's the meal and wine libations that went, the meal offering, the mincha offering, and the wine libations that would go along with the korban. He would go to this location, pay, and get a chotam, and get a special token or a seal, and take that to the person in charge of the nesachim. We learned about this back in Masechta Shkalim, in order to collect the nesachim required. So that, being in the opposite corner, that's on, if you like, the chol side, the outer side of the Beit HaMoked. The mission continues, V'achad lishchat Beit HaMoked. So one's the chamber of Beit HaMoked. What's that? That is that was on the northwestern side, and that was the location where they had the fire, which the Kohen could warm themselves. Also, they say, is that location where there was a staircase to go downstairs, if you recall, to... when we started the Masechta, we said the Kohen who became Tamid in the middle of the night, he would go down those stairs there. The toilet was there. There was a place where he could immerse in a mikvah. And the final corner, v'achat lishcha shayu osim ba lechem hapanim. Meaning, here now on the southeastern corner, so this is on the other corner on the southern side. So if you remember, it was on the southwestern corner we had the Korbanot Tamid. So now on the southeastern corner, that's the place where they used to prepare the Lechem HaPanim, the showbread, the 12 loaves that were placed on the Shulchan from Shabbat to Shabbat. So it was there that they needed the Lechem HaPanim, I mean, made them. And Kati adds at the end that all these Lishcha'ot, they all actually opened into the Beit HaMoked, the entrances in. So you'd have to enter the Beit HaMoked in order to access these Lishcha'ot, or Lishchachot, sorry. Those are the Mishnah today.